four times your name is now on the President's Trophy at the QMJHL. Two as a player, now two as a head coach. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. No, it was a lot of fun last night. Obviously, the kids played real well, and they played their best game in the playoffs, so it was a great game last night for us. For
nine,
sure.
Nine nothing?
Eight.
Eight. I mean, seriously, on the road.
No, I know. No, it was just one of those games, Doug, where we came out and, you know, I mean, they're down 3-0 and their fans are into the game, and all of a sudden we score two beautiful goals real quick in the game. And the team looks and they say, uh-oh, St. John's jumping tonight. And then all of a sudden there's three more goals scored in a minute and a half, and it was 5-0 before the end of the first period. And we had 20 shots, and everybody was going. Like, it wasn't just one line going or one of the top two players. It was 20 guys really jumping and putting a lot of pressure on them. And it was just, like I said, from the get-go, the kids really wanted to win last night because they know I play poker on Friday night in PEI.
Hey, Al Birch's barn.
Yeah, exactly.
Gerard, you win the Memorial Cup, end of May last year, and there's always hope that, you know, you can get a core group together and compete again, but you're never sure who stays, who goes. Jonathan Huberdeau, you're not sure if he's going to stick with Florida, but at what point during the season did you say, okay, now we've got a legitimate shot of going back and doing something special again?
Yeah, well, I mean, Nick, going into the season, Huberdeau was a big question mark, obviously. If he stayed in Florida, it would have been a real tough blow to us. But we knew we were going to have a real good team. And, I mean, during the summer, we knew we were going to be a top contender in our league again. And then we get Huberdeau back, and we get the deal done with Charlie Coyle at Christmas time. And then we made another deal for a third-line big physical player, Maxim Vilmir. And we knew we had a real good group. And, you know, I mean, sometimes it's easy to say, well, you're going to win because you're supposed to win. But there was a lot of pressure on our kids because they knew they were the best team going in and they were defending champions. And even though we had all the horses, it's still tough. I mean, Chicoutimi gave us a good battle. They had three overtime games. And then you play against a team like Rimouski, who was on a high. I mean, they weren't near the talent we were, obviously, but they were playing a great team game, and they were just playing really solid, beating some good teams. So we had to play well. And the last two games, we played our best hockey in the playoffs, so that was a lot of fun. But there's definitely expectations on our team, and the kids came through and they played real good hockey when they had to.
That, I was just going to say that, George. You're a favorite all year, but really you get into the playoffs and you never really know. And then that Chicoutimi series, as you said, three overtimes, and then listening to the first game of this series, the double overtime at home, did you really feel that, you know, feel the pressure, or were you totally confident you could win this again?
I mean, truthfully, with the Doug, I mean, the first two games at home, I mean, there were battles. And I said to myself, uh-oh, you know what, this team isn't going to quit. And another team, I mean, everything came easy to them the last couple of years because we won so many games. And all of a sudden, we get in a couple of these games and we're saying, you know what, this team's playing well against us and our team isn't doing the same as they usually do. They're lacking a little bit of confidence right now. And we never do that. We're always a confident club. And once we got her going in the games, we played real well. But For some times during that first series against Chicoutimi and even the Rimouski, the first two games against Rimouski, there was some doubt in our team, and that's what really made me proud of the guys, because they kept finding ways to win those tough games.
Last Friday, Kippy and I were working the game on Friday Night Hockey, double overtime, and I don't think I've ever seen a coach rip into his players like you did in overtime. It's usually reserved in the first period, second period, when you allow a couple of goals, but what were you saying to the guys?
Well, we just
not
we
in word to level. Word. Don't give us word to word. Word
it's a family show, yeah. Gerard. It's a family show.
Well-respected show here.
Exactly. No, I mean, I was just disappointed. I mean, boys, it was a big game. I mean, the first game of the series, and, you know, this is going to be huge. It's either going to be a long series or, you know, we're going to get a chance to do what we're supposed to do with our home games. And I just thought we were flat. I didn't like the way we were playing, and we were sort of sitting back and we're not a trapping team. We're a team that forces the puck and forces the issue all night, and I just didn't like the way our guys were playing. So I just told them that, and, you know, let's go and get the next goal, and don't wait for them to make a mistake. Let's us force them like we always do and put pressure on them. And, you know, fortunately for us, we come back and, you know, we scored the big goal in overtime. But, you know, it was a tough game, and that's the way we coach. We give the guys some credit when they're playing really well, and when they're not, we try and let them know.
Hey, Gerard, we're going to see a good core of your group. There are going to be some familiar names because we covered them last year, but one guy that nobody has seen, at least you know, on the Memorial Cup stage is Charlie Coyle. And you mentioned that you brought him over at Christmas time, but he's really, really been impressive. And he is a core guy for you guys.
Yeah, no, he's just a complete package, Nick. I mean, he won the MVP of our playoffs this year. And, you know, you put him with the other top guys in our team, and just another big stud that could play any position. I mean, he plays every situation for us. He's another guy like Huberto. I mean, we never expected to get that good a player. But this guy's 6'2.5", and he's 210 pounds. And he's probably, since I've been in junior hockey, he's probably the biggest, strongest guy I ever saw. I mean, he's got it all. He can skate. He can do everything. But he's the complete package, and like I said, Minnesota got a good player there for sure. He's just a great kid, and you know, very committed to hockey and his workouts. And you know, he's already an NHL body for me, this kid.
You handicapped the Memorial Cup, Jordan. You probably haven't really had a chance to look or watch the other teams yet in your scouting. Is this a tougher Memorial group class or similar to last year, with London, with all likelihood London, Edmonton? Schwinnigan.
Yeah, no, you know what, Doug? I mean, last year, I think, you know, Kootenay was a real good team, but I don't think people expected them to be there. You know, I think they upset Portland, and they upset a couple teams along the way. So, like you said, I think the team that's going to come out of Ontario, the team that's going to come out of West, are going to be a top team, and I think it's going to be a great Memorial Cup. I mean, obviously, with us and Schwinnigan being there, we're definitely the two best teams in the queue, and you're going to get... probably, like, you know, I mean, neither the one or two teams to meet from the West and the Ontario. So I think it's going to be a great Memorial Cup. I think there's going to be four real good teams there. And like I said, we don't know them a lot. We don't see them a lot, obviously. But from what we're hearing from, you know, scouts around the leagues, and they're saying that they're all very good competitive teams. So it should be a great Memorial Cup.